Hello, good evening. Welcome, everyone. My name is Laura Martinez. I'm the district school nurse for Comanche ISD. I'm so glad to have everyone here today. So I'm going to go ahead and get started here. I do want to first start off by saying, giving my apologies to everyone. There was a misunderstanding on social media last week. It was not my intention to leave any parent out of that social media, out of this meeting here tonight. So please bear with me this evening, and let's introduce the members here that we have tonight. Our current members are Marissa Salazar, LVN. She's from Excel Health. Marissa, if you will stand up. She is a mother of students in the district. Michelle Guerrero, mother of students in the district and employee at Junior High. We have Lauren Hernandez. I don't think she's here. She's also a mother of students in the district, and here she's also employed at the Early Childhood Center. Gwen Smith, she's a counselor here for elementary school and a SHAC member for many years now. We have January Bauman, counselor at elementary school and mother of students in the district. Juana Moreno, she's a high school student. I don't think she's present here tonight. Kendall Luker, she is a PA at CCMC. Leanne Ingram, she is curriculum director for the district and she is here tonight. Patsy Welch, she's an LVN school nurse for junior high. Nancy Rios, mother of students in the district and employee at Early Childhood Center. Joe Prado, EMT, father of student. Sophia Prado, high school student. So those are our SHAC members currently here in the district. And I do want to start off by saying, Who is it? Oh, Joe, yes, welcome. So back to the social media, I understand that there was a lot of concerns coming from parents regarding what was being posted or on this curriculum for sex education. And as a parent myself, I do, you know, see that kind of as a concern, especially right now with everything that's being presented in the media right now, as far as education and younger students and gender identity, transgender identity. I can tell you and I can assure you right now, none of that is in this curriculum that we are going to be presenting tonight. Sex education health is currently in place at the 7th and 8th grade level right now, and we're going to go ahead and discuss here in a little bit about what that curriculum currently looks like, and then the new one that we want to present to the board. So we did do a little bit of sex ed here in the 5th grade level. We did get consent from parents at that time when we did that back in March. That was basically a sex education video, not sex ed. It was basically a basic puberty video about hygiene, body odor, changes that students go through at that age during the 5th grade. We did separate the 5th grade boys in one room and the 5th grade girls in another room. We did ask them questions, or they were able to answer, or we were able to answer any questions that they had. So it was very, you know, basic, knowledgeable video for them, and that was basically all of the sex ed that took place here at the Comanche Elementary. And it will not, as of now, no sex ed is being done at the elementary level. So a recap from our, last meeting. We did have, that took place back in March. We had Kendall Luker who presented the new curriculum that we're gonna talk about today. It's the Living Well Aware curriculum that came from Scott and White. We also had a Zoom meeting with Dr. Shulak, and she was able to host this meeting and explain the curriculum in depth. That curriculum, we're trying to enforce it here at the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade level. Right now, the sixth grade curriculum is available for purchase, so that's what we want to get rolling, and then eventually get it into the seventh and eighth grade, and hopefully the ninth grade as well. What we liked most about this training is that it does offer posters, videos, inspirational speakers, and it has activities and for parents and students. So it offers a lot, and so that's the curriculum that we want to present to the school board. So again, this curriculum has not even been approved by the school board. We plan on presenting that curriculum to the school board sometime in May. I think May 18th is what we decided on when I spoke to Mr. Worrell yesterday. So we want to present that and then hopefully get it approved and get it rolling. But we'll go in depth more here in a little bit as to what that curriculum looks like. Okay. So what does a SHAC committee look like? It's composed of classroom teachers, school counselors, school administrators, district students, parents of district students, business leaders, healthcare professionals, law enforcement, and senior citizens, with the majority of this committee consisting of district parents. And why? Because we want those parents' input as to what is being taught in the classroom. So any member of the this community is welcome to come and be a part of this SHAC committee. So what is SHAC? It's a school, a district created advisory group. People come from different areas of the community and school district. We focus on creating healthy habits for children and young adults through adulthood. They focus on school health related issues and try to get those pushed through. Local community values, promote school health, make school health recommendations to the school board. Again, that will be for us in May. And like the CDC states, healthy students are better learners. So what's required of the SHAC committee? This just came out in summer of 2021. New requirements, at least 72 hours before the meeting, there must be notice of the date, time, place, and content of what is being discussed at these SHAC meetings, which is the whole purpose of those blue flyers that were posted at each campus. There was one here and at each campus. You know, they're there to let parents know that we're having this meeting. We also prepare and maintain minutes. Those minutes are then posted online on the district website. We make a video or audio recording of these meetings, and no later than 10 days after the meeting, we have to submit those minutes and the video and audio recordings to the district to post on the school website. So let's take a look at the current curriculum at the junior high level that is being presented now. Let's see. So as you can see, there's practicing abstinence from having sex, setting limits, abstinence, saying no, resisting peer pressure to having sex, sexual feelings that occur at this age, preparing for marriage and parenthood, marriage relationships, teenage marriage, success and failure in marriage, responsible parenting, teenage pregnancy, learning about the reproductive system, puberty, female reproductive system, menstrual cycle, puberty in males, male reproductive system, and then learning about pregnancy and childhood, conception, hereditary, pregnancy, prenatal care, why teenage pregnancy is risky, and childbirth as a possibility and a possible inadequate parenting skills by teens. So that is what's basically being taught right now at the seventh and eighth grade level. I'm not sure exactly where, if it's both 7th and 8th, or if it's just 7th. Ms. Ingram, do you happen to know?
It's predominantly being taught in our 8th grade health class. That has kind of varied by grade, but currently it's in 8th grade this year.
Okay.
And they discuss these things as part of that health curriculum.
Okay.
In our 8th grade health class.
So that's what our current curriculum looks like.
Yeah.
And that's...
They talk about some of this in life science too, as well.
Good, okay. So yes,
that's
our sex ed curriculum that's being taught right now. Let's see. Now, as part of the new legislature that came out back in July of 2021, districts must now get consent for parents or guardians no later than the 14th day after instruction of human sexuality content. So we are now opt-in. Parents can't opt out, but they can opt in to having their students be part of the human sexuality content that's being presented. Let's see. The curriculum material must also be available to the public and parents to be able to review the material. And I think that's this with this new curriculum, parents will have that option where they can go in there and see the curriculum itself and some of the material and topics that are being taught to the students. Let's see.
Can I
yes.
Elaborate on that? So
yes.
We're going to post this curriculum for you all to look at ahead of time. And we have to get the letter for all kids for you to opt in. So you're welcome to watch the material. You're welcome to see if it's something you want your children in junior high to see. And if it is, then you can sign the letter and opt in. And if it's not something you're comfortable with, they do not have to watch it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So two of the new curriculums that we, so earlier, we this is our fourth SHAC meeting that we're holding today. The previous three, we were working on what we wanted to our curriculum, our sex ed curriculum to look like, if we wanted to keep the same one, if we wanted to adopt a different one, or if we wanted just to add on to what the one, our existing one. So we found one that was Good Heart Wilcox Company by Dr. Sanderson and Selman. They created this new curriculum that covers 100% of their TEKS, but it is just textbook. And I think what we liked most about this Living Well Aware curriculum is that it's online, and part of it I think right now is also available on textbook too. But this Living Well Aware curriculum provides trainings for teachers. All of the necessary material is there for parents, to know about what their kids are learning at that time. So I think let's go ahead and go into this Living Well Aware. This is going to tell you a little bit about what this curriculum is about.
We are co-founders of Living Well Aware, a wellness educational program.
We are both practicing physicians, medical school professors, and national speakers on wellness. We, along with several other talented healthcare professionals, teachers, and other authorities, have developed a unique school wellness curriculum entitled Living Well Aware, My Choices, My Life.
We have been involved in adolescent health programs in hundreds of schools for over 25 years. I was named a Hero for Children by the Texas State Board of Education and received the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology Community Service Award for my work with school health. My previous adolescent health program entitled Adolescent Wellness and Sexual Health is one of the most commonly utilized curricula implemented by numerous school districts throughout Texas and beyond.
Dr. Shulock and I have spoken on Living Well Aware to businesses, organizations, hospitals, universities, and schools throughout the country. We have taken the best of what we have learned on how adults can lead a healthier and happier life, and with the assistance of many other professionals, develop an innovative adolescent wellness curriculum. This distinctive program has components not only for students, but also their parents or other guardians, and teachers and other school employees. The overall theme of this program, the choices we make direct the life we have. The goal, we will all be healthier and happier if we are living well aware.
In Living Well Aware, My Choice is My Life, we've gathered an impressive team to provide the latest information on how not only children, but all adults can lead a healthier, happier life. We bring the experts to the classroom via an online video program. Adults responsible for caring and interacting with the students will also be learning wellness information that will benefit the entire family, school, community, and beyond.
This curriculum covers all aspects of health, including sexual health, but that's only a small part of this wellness program. The top health issues of adolescents are not sex-related and are not even medical diseases such as cancer or diabetes.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, 70% of deaths in adolescents and young adults are caused by accidents, suicide, and homicide. This adolescent curriculum will cover all risky behaviors. This includes not only behaviors that cause immediate harm to our youth, such as drugs, alcohol, bullying, carelessness, sexual activity, and unhealthy relationships, but also habits that cause adult diseases, such as unhealthy food consumption, physical inactivity, tobacco products, excessive alcohol, and unmanaged stressful events. The many unhealthy behaviors that lead to adult disease and emotional distress often begin during the adolescent years. We have created a framework of health that will assist students and all adults, not only now, but for decades to come.
The program is easy for schools to implement, with all components accessed through an easily navigated online educational platform. Each lesson will include a lesson overview for the teacher, detailing how to carry out the lessons. With every lesson, there is also a caregiver school staff video for the parents, other guardians, teachers, and all school employees. This video for adults details exactly what the students will be taught. As a bonus, there is additional Living Well Aware information in the caregiver school staff videos not included in the student lessons. These videos are accessible to all adults on the adolescent section of the Living Well Aware website.
Each lesson will also include a student video featuring dynamic, inspiring speakers who are also educators and parents themselves. To help apply the information presented in the student videos, each lesson includes student activities and worksheets. Also included are detailed instructor guides that provide the answers for the teachers.
In addition, students bring home the Let's Talk worksheet, which accompanies each lesson. These worksheets summarize material covered in class and include interactive discussion questions to be completed as a family. This is a wonderful opportunity to discuss important issues that often would otherwise be neglected. There are also posters, handouts, and suggested resources with each lesson. As is quite evident, this is a one-of-a-kind adolescent wellness curriculum.
Our kids need to see us adults working on our own wellness. None of us are that perfect version we're capable of being. The more involved the entire family and the school in improving their health, the more likely we are to succeed in conveying these messages to our youth.
The success of this program will be immensely enhanced if the adults caring for our youth are also working on elevating their own health and happiness. It is our hope that you will join us on this exciting wellness journey.
On behalf of the entire Living Well Aware Adolescent Wellness Team, thank you for taking time to learn about Living Well Aware, My Choices, My Life. For more information, contact.
Okay. So I'd like to go ahead and look closely at the curriculum itself. So a lot of good things are coming from this curriculum. We have information training available for teachers, for staff. There's information for students and for parents. So it's, I think, a well-rounded curriculum to present to our board. And I'm so grateful that Kenda was able to get that to us and make it happen. Kenda and I also sat in on a training back in February. It was a teacher curriculum training, and it was really, really good. They also have adult wellness programs too, so that's good. Let's look closely at this curriculum. So this is what the curriculum looks like. It's this is for the sixth grade level, since it's the only one available online right now at this time. So we go into it and we click on Begin Course. And as you can see, look, this is the topics that are on here for this curriculum. We have essential human needs, my body, becoming me, unique me, physical wellness, taking care of my body, mental wellness, taking care of my emotional health, social wellness, my relationships, warning, sexual activity, sexual abuse, screen-based activities, the good, the bad, and the dangerous, effective communication, how to say yes, how to say no, the big picture, putting it all together, lifelong learning for living. So if we want to just click on one, let's click on social wellness. And we click on, let's see, the student videos are really good. So I'll show you a bit about what those look like. I won't present it all, just a little bit.
Hello students, Dr. Collins here again, and I'm joined by Dr. Shulak.
Hey.
We're excited about discussing the next lesson of our wellness program, Living Well Aware, My Choices, My Life. We've covered so much already. Your uniqueness, there's no one like you. Your physical wellness, taking care of your amazing body because you only get one. Your mental wellness, getting in touch with your emotions and making them work for you and not against you. Today, we are going to discuss another very important component of our health, our social wellness. That's our relationships with family, friends, trusted adults, teachers, and others. Folks, this is key. As we have emphasized, our brain is processing all the information that we are exposed to throughout every day. The more we hang with encouraging, uplifting people, the greater the likelihood that we will be encouraging and uplifting. This is social wellness, right, Doc?
Oh, yeah. There's a saying that goes like this. Who we hang with is who we become. Now, how do I know that's true? I mean, think about it. How did you learn how to talk? You were around people who talked, your family and others. As a baby, why did you learn how to speak English or Spanish or Vietnamese or some other language? Because that was the language spoken by most of the people you were around when you were growing up. How did you learn how to walk, ride a bike, or do other things? You watched others doing these things and you modeled their behavior, their actions. You learn by watching others. That's how you acquire the skills to throw a ball, dance, play a musical instrument, and everything else you do.
And guess what else, guys? We also learn how to react to situations by watching how others react to the same situation. We learn to be sad if someone we love is hurt, We learn to be happy when we get a gift that we really wanted. We may even learn from others to be upset or even angry when certain unwanted things happen.
So true. This is fact. We do what we learn. Knowing this concept is especially important right now, because as you're growing up, you learn by watching others. Not only is your body not fully developed at this time, neither is your brain. You know, it's growing, and it's going to be going through puberty into adulthood. Not only do you get taller, your organs, including your brain, actually get bigger. The brain also becomes more developed, smarter. You're able to figure out more things on your own. You know you need to do your homework without being told. You know what time to get out of bed and to get up in the morning. You know you need to clean up your room and a lot of other things. Over time, you've learned all these behaviors and your brain remembers them.
Now, there are other things that you need help from parents or other adults in making decisions. For now, what's important is knowing that your brain is like an information sponge, just soaking up all of the information it's being exposed to and trying to figure out how to apply it. So Doc, how do we fill our brain and our nervous system with good information?
Dr. Collins, that's what social wellness is all about, having healthy relationships to help us learn healthy emotions and behaviors. If we think healthier, we'll feel better and we'll do better.
Okay.
So that's one of the videos, the student videos that will be presented if this curriculum is presented to accepted by the school board. So that's what one of the videos looks like. And again, professional speakers are always on these videos. We can look at the lesson overview. This is basically what the teachers look at when they're getting ready to present this curriculum in class. So it tells them what materials are going to need, the procedures, and also look TEKS. So the main reason that we are even looking at considering a new sex ed curriculum is because new health TEKS came out in July of 2021. Now, as you can see, these are only a few of the sex TEKS that came out this past summer. I don't know. I think you're going to have to help me with that one, too.
A TEKS basically is just a list of objectives. Every course has them. So if you were going to take a chemistry class, the state would list a list of objectives or things that you have to learn in that course. So in chemistry, that might be you have to learn about an atom, how an atom's formed. You have to learn about periodic table, something like that. So health has TEKS, too. So every course that we teach, the state gives us a list of things that we must
So here,
when we talk about a TEKS, that's what we're talking about. And teachers are just really used to that. We know this is the list of things we have to teach, and we just use that very freely because it's a common term that we use every day. But if you're not in education, you might not know. But it's basically just the list of things that we're required to teach in that particular course.
I think Ms. January and Ms. Bauman and Ms. Smith, can speak to some of these health TEKS that are being taught at the elementary. I don't know. Do you know if
we do cover a lot of those in our guidance lessons in the library on Monday and Fridays? The kiddos come through rotations, and we do a guidance lesson that is age appropriate. And a lot of times, you know, it's social emotional learning, and that's what's coming down the pipe right now.
Mental health,
especially since we went through COVID, and we're seeing so many emotional problems
So those are some of the health TEKS that here at the elementary that they're being focused on. Look, some of the high school ones here are, I don't know if you can really see this. Let me see if I can download it and make it bigger. Mental health, injury and violence, tobacco, alcohol, drugs, reproductive, sexual health, healthy relationships, alcohol, tobacco, mental health. So those are some of the high school. Junior high, let's see. Pretty much the same thing, if you can see. But that's pretty much it. Ms. Ingram, is there anything that you want to say about the curriculum itself?
Just that, you know, our intention is to continue to do the fifth grade puberty video where we talk about, you know, the changes that are happening in the body, to continue to separate the boys from the girls, to continue to seek approval before we do that, and anyone's welcome to opt out of that if they don't want to be a part of that. And then if our intention, I think, of the committee, who's, thank you, by the way, they spent a lot of time looking for a curriculum that they thought was really what you wanted and what you needed and what was adequate for our students. And they put a lot of time into actually, you know, Kenda, I know you shopped around for quite a few different wellness curriculums, correct? And so the committee basically, you know, came up with this one. They felt like it was a good idea, and what they'd like to do is present that to the school board at our May meeting, which I believe our May meeting is May
18th.
18th?
Yes.
Yes. And so, you know, they're gonna take this to the school board and ask for their permission. It will be taught at the junior high and high school levels. We'll not, this wellness committee or wellness curriculum will be there. And we're not planning to do anything different than what we've always done in junior high, like with the puberty video and that's for the elementary. I'm sorry, we're not planning to do anything different.
Nothing different.
And I would just say, just because I'm also not a teacher, so I don't understand the teacher side, but I know the health side. This is a 2-week curriculum that's actually added into current courses that they'll be taking. So this isn't going to be a whole year of wellness. It's 10 to 12 mini lessons that are implanted in the health class, implanted in the freshman biology, hopefully, or PE. But we're going to try to hit all kids at least once, if not more than once, with a higher level each year where they're continuing to mature and have different situations that this could be helpful with. So I don't know
if
you do. It's 2 weeks worth of lessons, basically.
So it's some of these things are things we're already supposed to be teaching anyway. We already are supposed to be teaching a health class that's required, and the TEACH stands for Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, which is the essential knowledge and skills that go with that particular course. And so we, you know, we're already teaching those TEACHs. They've changed a little bit. The state has changed them. I know there's a more focus on mental health and those sorts of things because of suicide rates and because of COVID, and I think that's where probably some of this has come from with them rearranging the TEACHs and what we teach in health courses. But do you guys have any questions for us or any concerns?
Parents, do y'all have any questions?
You would like for us to answer.
Thank you, Ms. Ingram. Committee members, I do ask that you attend the presentation to the school board on May 18th. That way we can.
I want to say that once the school board approves this, correct, then that's when we would post it and we would let you be able to. We'll get it on our website.
Access to that.
But we don't, you know, we wouldn't post it on the website until it's what our approved curriculum is, because we don't want to mislead people or say this is what we're going to use if it's not what we're going to use. So. You know, and if you have concerns about something you don't like, please feel free to call the school, to call
the school nurse. Yes,
we're happy to discuss it with you. If
answer
you don't
any questions.
Discussing it today, you're also welcome to come to the school board meeting. And there's we have a school board member here. Actually, Mr. Furlong is a school board member. There is a public comment section at the school board member. You're free to sign up if you come early. And the first 5 minutes or so of the school board, you get 5 minutes to speak in the public comment. So if you have some concerns, you're welcome to.
Or you can come to the school health advisory committee.
Yes.
We meet 4 times a year, and this is our final one before we present to the board. But we make recommendations just of what we want health-wise that we want to see within the school district, and then we present it to the board, and then it's up for approval or denial. And yeah, we welcome any parents to come. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to the school. Ask to speak to the nurse, and I'll be glad to give you any information. Any questions or concerns from anybody as we close this meeting?
So I guess I really do have a question.
Yeah.
So I think part of the problem with the post, people were concerned because they thought that this was just, the school was not notifying parents, and it was notified on paper, on a flyer.
Right.
And what could we do differently to say, like, make it known that this is happening?
Yes, so there is a Shack tab online, and I think this year I've just been making dates available based on, you know, what worked best for our committee. But I think going forward, I think it'd be best to post dates of the Shack, dates of the Shack meetings under that tab. That way parents can easily, you know, look to see when that next meeting is and be able to attend.
Possibly even on the Facebook.
Yes.
Or even on the Facebook page.
A lot of people don't know what Shack even is. Most of them don't.
Right.
Well, and by law, I think all it says is that we really have to post it.
We just have to post it, yes.
Which we did. But, you know, that's not how most people probably get their information these days. Most people want everything on social media. So maybe in the future, we'll just say we're having a student health advisor. Whatever we post on the window, we can post on the Facebook page as well.
And I think that Shack has changed a lot within the past 3 years anyway, because when I was the nurse 3 years ago for the first time here, I didn't even know what Shack was. Nobody even told me about it, and it's not, I'm not even invited to Shack meetings. So I think it's been changing, you know, evolving is in the past 3 years at least. So I think that there's just a need for more information.
Maybe you feel like that would help if in addition to the poster, if we had also maybe put the meeting on Facebook.
I mean, I'll volunteer. Mark me down. I'll contact parents, whatever you need to do. I was on the Shack committee for 4 years at one campus and 2 at another, 2 different districts. So I don't mind to be the liaison between the parents and the school and this committee, because it is important. I mean, I hope the child learns better.
That would be great.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, that concludes our meeting. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.